Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, let's do the celebrity trash. Steve Wozniak is pretty sure he was patient zero for coronavirus in the U.S.
Why is that good?
I don't know. Is he proud because he's the first? He's basically saying...
this should be a get him moment. Get him!
What do you mean? Right.
So
what do you
brought
mean?
That
right?
back
Thanks.
Here? What are you doing?
Well, his wife is like, shut up. We had a sinus infection. Meanwhile, he's okay. Like, no, we didn't. We had coronavirus. So Steve Wozniak, in case you're not familiar, also known as the Woz, he's the Apple co-founder. You know, like, as far as, like, celebrity trash, if he dated Kathy Griffin 10 years ago, for a minute. And mm-hmm. I think he was on Dancing with the Stars, wasn't he? Well, he thinks that he had the coronavirus and survived it. And he thinks he's responsible for bringing it to the U.S.
Well, I think most people are expected to survive it. It's not supposed to kill you. The idea that it's killing people in, you know, elderly people in old folks' homes in Washington, that's...
Well, it is really pumping our percentage up, though, those
right,
old people.
But that's, you know, not you're not supposed to die from it.
Yeah.
You go and get treatment, they treat you, and then you'll be okay. Mm. That's why the weird thing about all these shelves being annihilated, like everybody's buying up. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're buying all the toilet paper?
Well,
I went yesterday. No toilet paper.
Yeah,
they're at Costco. Nothing.
It makes
so you
no
did
sense.
Go to Costco yesterday?
Yesterday I did, yes.
Was there afternoon. A line like the pictures?
No, it was a lot less.
Because the place is empty.
Crowded.
All the members have already been there and cleaned the place out.
A lot less crowded.
What was, all the canned goods gone? What was?
No, everything else was stocked up. The toilet paper, however, was not there.
Well, just, you know, buy some napkins.
And water, too. Bottled water.
Bottled water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
That will be that will be crucial. John has this, he's got a whole survival kit going. So he's got these little pills you can drop into you can get stream water or puddle water. And I don't know, you get 30 minutes and you can drink it. Kills off everything.
Right.
I'm like, great, I want to drink the thing that just killed everything that was living in this water.
Wow.
All right. You know what, though? I will.
He's trying to be ready. He wants to be the guy that says, I took care of my family in an emergency, so I don't blame him.
No, I don't either. It's good. Somebody should be. I mean, look, I'm...
On the other hand, someone's probably, within the next week, going to say, we've got a vaccine or whatever
for this,
and it's going to be fine,
great.
Everybody.
That'd be super great. Takes about a year for a vaccine. Do they give you Tamiflu for this thing? I wonder. Like, what are they treating it with?
Or
they
just Tamiflu?
Yeah, I know. And then you said it helped.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if you have coronavirus. I just assume that that's a symptom alleviator. You know, it's not supposedly killing the thing. It just helps you cope with it, right?
Right. It's supposed to lessen
the symptoms.
The symptoms.
So, you know, what do they say? Bed rest and drink plenty of fluids. And wash your hands all the time and don't leave your house.
Right.
And that's why you're going to need toilet paper, because there you are stuck there.
There's no treatment for it right now. They say for severe cases, treatment should include care to support vital organs.
Oh, Jesus.
The functioning of the organs.
Well, what? It's like a hook me
they'll
up. Get
it. Guys, they're going to figure it out. It'll be fine. You don't all need
to I agree.
To
it's
going to
be
it.
Completely fine. We're going to make it. We'll survive this too. We're like cockroaches, us humans. So back to Steve Wozniak, who is pretty sure he's patient zero for the coronavirus. In a series of tweets that he did this week, he said that he and his wife Janet returned from China on January 4th, and then they both came down with a serious illness. He says, I had all the right symptoms, and I'd been in Hong Kong at the right time. We just returned from China on January 4th and may have both been patient zero in the U.S.
Why does he want that so bad?
I don't know.
Okay.
I could never get a test from the CDC. There's no full answer yet as to why many countries can test the masses. In Korea, they have a drive-through test. Seems like the CDC doesn't want to touch its emergency budget or something. Well, maybe you could kick into that, Woz. His wife, Janet, said, we had sinus infections. Mm-hmm. Not the coronavirus. But how does she know? It's not like she got tested for the coronavirus.
Leave it to a wife to ruin a guy's party, though, yeah. Right?
Oh, I'm patient zero. You're patient zero and a half. Me first. Weird Al will not be doing my corona. He said, no, I'm not doing that, you guys. He said, I'm not in the mood to make light of the coronavirus. Plus, he already used my Sharona for my bologna. You know.
Oh, boy.
He's also released a song called Germs and Party at the Leper Colony. I don't recall those ones. He's had some hits, though. My Bologna was a hit.
I have never understood the Weird Al. Like, I like a good goof song, but the fact that he's able to get people to go to concerts makes, I don't understand it at all.
And, you know, the only reason I knew about him at all, well, before MTV, I guess, right? He had a bunch of videos. Dr. Demento, which was a radio show that we'd listen to, like, on Sunday nights on WCOZ in Boston or whatever. Like, oh my God, we got to listen to Dr. Demento. Let's hear what the new songs are this week.
I know who that is. I can't say for sure if I ever tuned into Dr. Demento.
Oh my God, listen, I grew up in the boondocks. There was nothing going on. And if there was something going on, I'd have to get on my bike and go 5 miles to get to it. So fans are disappointed. One person said on Twitter, that's too bad. It would go viral. And another one said, yet you had no problem doing get out of my dreams, get into my SARS. Such a hypocrite.
Oh.
By the way, he didn't do that.
Oh, he didn't?
No, that guy was being hilarious. Hey, do you want to play me the Vietnamese coronavirus song?
Oh, do you want to hear that now?
Well, I mean, we're talking about coronavirus, and I even have more stuff about it if you're...
Sure. All right, it's a good song, I think. So it's all in Vietnamese, though. I don't know if you guys have...
Well, play me. I want to hear the hook, and then you can tell me some of the words.
I'll show you the screen. You can read the subtitles, because it does translate it. Oh, man.
I'm so sorry, I have the subtitles. I can't read Vietnamese, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it actually...
So what is it? It all directions, like wash your hands real good.
Yeah, it's great. It talks
about... Don't make out with strangers. Don't touch your face.
That's exactly it.
No eating something. It's dangerous.
It's a little bit more sincere than that, though. It's not even like a...
You were saying he was loving this song
more,
in the office.
It's more informative than it is.
He was like, so proud of the Vietnamese people for putting this together.
I was proud of my peepo.
Your peepo?
Yeah, here it is. Hold on.
I can't read it from here. You're going to have to read it to me.
All right, basically, it was calm, sudden breakout. We definitely should raise our vigilance to not spread it. It's just like a good message, you know? Let's stay determined.
Oh.
That this disease doesn't catch fire. Let's wash our hands, rub, 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 and limit going to crowded places. Fight back against corona.
Oh.
Always strengthen your health and keep the environment clean. Together, let's raise awareness.
Oh. What a lovely message. Woo! Now we're in dance party
mode. It's like
mode.
Chain smokers-ish, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rub, 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 rub.
And it has like...
raise awareness of the coronavirus.
And then another verse. I won't bore you with that.
Tell me if there's anything funny that they say, though.
It's not even that funny. It's just more about informative.
I mean informative.
And,
okay. Okay, yeah. I'm just kidding.
But I know Nicole liked the other version. Let me see if I can find
that. Oh, there was... Because there are 65 right now... Just since the coronavirus started, there are 65 new songs on Spotify that have the word coronavirus in the title.
All right.
Yeah, because people want to, you know,
so
want to be the next
Ebola. Okay.
I had my turn to help translate. Now it's Nicole's turn because this is all in Spanish.
Okay, ready, Nicole?
Yeah, I only did the chorus because it's essentially the same thing as the Vietnamese version. So it's pretty...
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, here it is.
So wash your hands, do it often, then... Coronavirus, coronavirus, but avoid the crowds And then coronavirus, Carivas, don't touch your face, avoid your friends.
Avoid
your friends.
Wow.
It's like the Ebola song.
And then it's just, and then it talks about washing your hands again and then use disinfectant. It's effective.
All right, let's listen to it now. Coronavirus. I love it. Coronavirus. It's great. I love. Oh, that, you know what? I'm sorry, Bryn.
It's so catchy.
It's okay.
It's so much better than the Vietnamese one.
It's better.
The horns got me.
It depends what you like, right? I like the chain smokers.
I like coronavirus.
You know what? I'm not gonna fight for it. Who cares?
I could live without either of them.
I have no tie, no affiliation.
I want more. Give me the one from Germany.
Coronavirus.
I want from America.
Coronavirus.
March Madness begins Tuesday, March 17th, and if the National College Players Association has its way, there will be no fans in the crowds at the games due to the outbreak. Yikes. Arnold Schwarzenegger canceled his sports festival this week. It's like a health and wellness and fitness expo that he apparently does all the time. It was supposed to happen in Ohio. He said that the expo will be back because he's planning to reschedule it.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually taking precautions.
100%, I'm with you.
One of the things that I was mentioning yesterday is tech companies have sort of stopped all unnecessary travel. Is if you can do a teleconference, do that then.
Yep.
And so they've realized
don't have a health conference,
right?
When there's a health crisis,
there's positions that you can take that are simple, and this is a good one. So don't gather.
Mariah Carey postponed a show in Hawaii due to the coronavirus. She's planning on making that up in November. She figures it'll be over by then, I guess. Advertisers do not seem concerned about the Tokyo Olympics being canceled or postponed. In fact, some stuff, did you read that this morning? They're saying, nope, that is happening. July 25th.
They're not changing the dates. And that's one of the things when you said that, I was really surprised because you really are shutting down your city when you take on the Olympics. I know I was around in Southern California when the, I think it was 84 LA Olympics happened. And in SoCal, they had none of that happened in LA prop. Well, some of it I'm sure did, but it was spread out all over into Orange County and
Wherever they had the facilities to host
and
the
and that stuff's planned and scheduled and
years in advance
and major,
right?
So yeah, it's not easy to cancel.
Advertisers don't seem concerned about any kind of cancellation anyway, or even postponement. NBC Sports just surpassed the $1.25 billion in Olympic ad sales and sold 90% of its inventory so far, with 5 months still to go before the thing even opens. The global movie industry, they're looking at $5 billion in losses through COVID-19.
I'd heard that. Is it Mission Impossible 8? Whatever that
they
is.
They sent the whole... And I thought, oh, really? So Tom Cruise and company get to leave? Is he in isolation somewhere right now? Because they were filming in Italy and there's an outbreak there. I'm sure they were fine. It's Tom Cruise. He's very muscular antibodies in his system. All right, Vinny, that's all I'm going to get to for this one. What do you got coming up?
Coronavirus. Just kidding. I'll do anything but after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.